So how's your eyesight? I remember when I was in fifth grade, not realizing that I needed vision correction, except that I had to sit in the front row because I couldn't see the blackboard, and I wondered why other kids could. And then I got my eyes tested and got glasses. And I'll never forget that drive home when I'm wearing my first pair of glasses, and I'm like, look, you can see all the little branches in the trees. What are those things on the tops of houses? Back in the day when there were television antennas, you know? And it just, the world was opened up, and I saw so many things that I had never, or had not for years perhaps, noticed. And then when I was a bit older, I got contact lenses, and it changed my depth perception. And I remember, you know, that experience of stepping off curbs, and the ground is not the same distance. You know, it's like, whoop, oh. Yeah. And I was on the basketball team at the time, and the baskets were a different distance away. It really took me a while to adjust. But I did, and then it was wonderful. I could see. And then I started getting older, and my arms became too short. And you know, so now not only was I nearsighted, but I was also farsighted. And so I needed my reading glasses. And these days I'm having to choose which glasses to wear, because with the concussion, the light sensitivity is a thing, and my brain gets overwhelmed. So many different kinds of vision issues. And then when Brian and I were teaching, at some point it came to our attention that we had students in our class who were colorblind. And that, you know, all those red highlights on our PowerPoints were really not helpful to the colorblind students in our class. And we had been blind to their presence among us. So many different kinds of problems with vision, with perception. What do people see when they look at the blind man in today's gospel? The disciples see someone who must be a sinner, or else the son of a sinner, because he's blind. I mean, it's obvious. Somebody did something wrong, and that's why he's blind. The Pharisees see, after he's been healed, well, someone who was born blind, so it's impossible that he can see, even though he claims that he can. Or a sighted person who must not be the same guy who used to be blind. Or he's a liar. He wasn't really been born blind. He's just been pretending all this time. Or maybe a sinner, because he believes that Jesus must be from God, and Jesus heals on the Sabbath, and therefore he can't be from God. In any case, he's an uneducated fool who doesn't know half as much as they know. Right? The Pharisees refuse to see what's right in front of their face. But Jesus sees both what the man is now, what his need is, and what by God's grace he can become. He sees a person who needs healing, through whom God will be glorified. And what do the people in this story see when they look at Jesus? Some of the religious leaders see Jesus as a competitor and as a threat. They see a person who works on the Sabbath and he's breaking God's laws, someone who's not part of their group, who doesn't follow their traditions, and so they dismiss him as a sinner. They can't see what's right there, this person with the power of God, who comes from God. Others among the leaders see what Jesus has done and wonder how he can do it, they wonder if perhaps God is actually with him. So they see a little. The blind man's parents seem to see Jesus mostly as a threat to their safety. He healed their son, and they're presumably pretty glad about that, but he may get them in trouble with the religious leaders. He may get them thrown out of the synagogue, and so they may lose their status and their network and their place of belonging in society. And so instead of seeing who Jesus is and following him, they prefer to close their eyes and pass the buck. Our son's of age, go talk to him. But the blind man not only comes to see physically, but eventually he is healed of more than physical blindness. He sees what Jesus has done to him and for him. He realizes that Jesus couldn't have healed him without God's power. And he keeps looking, trying to understand who Jesus is. He must have come from God. He's a prophet. But then eventually, with Jesus' help, his spiritual eyes are opened too. And he sees and believes who Jesus is. Jesus says, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Jesus is working to address all of our vision problems. In today's reading from 1 Samuel, the story of the anointing of David, the prophet says, "The Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." And you look at all the people in that story of the blind man who are looking at outward appearances, who are focused on outward things. And Jesus calls us all to see differently. So what do you see when you look at other people? Do you look at other people the way that the religious leaders looked at that blind man? Do you look at them the way the disciples looked at the blind man? Do you look at them the way that David's family looked at him? He's the youngest. Listen, we don't need to call him in here. Obviously, God couldn't have called him. He's no king. Do you notice people's outward characteristics? Is that what you focus on? Their gender, their skin color, their class, their education? Do you focus on whether people share your political views? Do you focus on whether they're friends or enemies? Iranians, Palestinians, Israelis. What does God see when God looks at those people? God sees God's creation, God's child, God's beloved. God sees a person who needs healing, and that goes for all of us. God sees a person made to be loved and to love, who may need to go through a process of judgment, of correction, to become what God made them to be. Because we all need our vision corrected. What do you see when you look at yourself? Do you see what others have told you about who you are? what your parents taught you, whether they loved you dearly or whether they said hurtful, harmful things. Do you still hear all those things that people said in middle school? I don't know anybody who thought middle school was a wonderful life experience. Maybe one or two, but that's not been my... What do you see when you look at yourself? Do you see all the things that people have told you over your lifetime about what you're worth and what you're not? Do you see your guilt and shame over the choices you've made and what you've done? Do you see your successes? Do you see your failures? What do you see? And what does God see when God looks at you? God's creation, God's child, God's beloved, a person who needs healing, a person made to be loved and to love, a person who needs their vision corrected. You know, we all have problems with our perception. It's a lifelong process, getting our vision corrected. And as we learn to see more clearly, as our vision is corrected, making the adjustments we have to make in order to move through this world, taking those changes in vision into account. Day by day, O Lord of Thee, three things I pray: to see Thee more clearly, love Thee more dearly, follow Thee more nearly, day by day. May God heal our blindness and teach us to walk in Christ's light. Amen.